Now hear this. It's Monday afternoon. This is the spot to tune. You've got yourself a date for something really great. WKMH at 1310.
And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for the month of November 1997. I'm Fred Volby, and it's Thanksgiving time. It's time to take the foil off the turkey and go up north for some radio. Here's the turkey himself, Mr. Phil Wayne.
Waters, CKJD, CKJD, Radio 1250.
Hi, DXers. Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, where we let radio buffs hear what radio is like in distant markets. As we continue from last month, we are sampling radio in Saskatchewan, courtesy of the National Radio Club's Adam Bouvier. So here, in no particular order, are Saskatchewan's FM stations.
You're listening to Saskatoon's new FM radio station. Our frequency is 102.1. Our name is The River. We're Saskatoon's best music mix. 102.1, The River.
The River, 102.1, Saskatoon's best music mix.
All the variety you want, all on one station. C95, Saskatoon's classic hits and hot new music.
Saskatoon's best music mix, the all-new 102.1, The River. Boys to Men, In the Still of the Night. We heard Dwayne Steele, The Trouble with Love. Lionel Richie and Diana Ross, Endless Love. John Cicada Angel and the Bee Gees, who have a brand new CD out called Still Waters, and they're about to start a world tour. That was Alone. Saturday morning in Saskatoon, I'm Jody Fuller with the great music that makes you feel good. Rock Cuisine on the way, Deliver Me. And Phil Collins with Marilyn Martin. Separate Lives is next.
When we designed Saskatoon's brand new radio station, 102.1 The River, we knew you didn't want to hear the same thing over and over. That's why we play all kinds of music. All the biggest hits from the world's biggest superstars, all on one radio station.
If tomorrow or never.
It's great music that makes you feel good. Not too hard and not too soft. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy Saskatoon's best music mix, 102.1 The River.
Dave Charchet from Cam Don Motors in Purdue.
One great song after another. That's Saskatoon's best music mix.
The all-new
102.1 The River. The River is Saskatoon's new at-work favorite because we play all kinds of music. All on one radio station. There's one station everyone at work can agree on.
I just want to say that your station is absolutely the best thing that happened to Saskatoon.
The all-new 102.1 The River.
Only one Saskatoon radio station plays 30 minutes of classic hits and hot new music commercial free. C95.
You're listening to Power 99 FM. Our call letters are CFMMFM. Our dial position is 99.1 FM. This is Power 99 FM.
Power 99 FM News, I'm Curtis Beckler.
Celebrating the weekend with the best classic hits and hot new music. Power 99 FM.
Don't fight over the radio. Everyone agrees on Saskatoon's best music mix. All hits, hot 93 FM.
Thanks for listening. We're Saskatoon's new radio station.
102.1 The River.
This is 92.9 CFQC. All hits. Hot 93 FM.
I am the fountain of affection.
In Saskatoon right now, 18 degrees. I am Gerald Bowman, C95 News.
This is the C95 Top 30 Countdown.
Good morning, I'm Virginia Graham. Counting him down, Corey Hart is steady at number 10, and he is spending the summer with his partner, Julie Mass, and their brand new baby. He could go out touring in the fall. Corey Hart, number 10, and Tell Me.
New music, C95.
MX 92.1, today's hot new country 1209. Good afternoon, this is Darren Sabo. Hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. Weather-wise, things are A-OK. I'm one happy camper. Sunshine right now, minus 10, looking for a high of 0. Mark Wills, high, low, and in between from today's hot new country, MX Country.
My baby gets me shaking, she's got a way of making me fit.
Even Little Red Riding Hood listens to the wolf.
The Wolf 104.9.
This is CFWFFM Regina. The Wolf 104.9.
Tune Motor Products, 715 Circle Drive East.
It's 12 o'clock and 21 degrees in Saskatoon. I'm Gerald Bowman with C95 News. It's 21 degrees at 12 o'clock. I'm Gerald Bowman from 102.1 The River with your information update. 25. In Saskatoon right now, it's 21 degrees. I'm Gerald Bowman.
Saturday afternoon in Saskatoon, just after 12 o'clock, and I'm Jody Fuller with Jewel on the way. You were meant for me. Right now, it's Alabama, and Take Me Down.
The River, 102.1, Saskatoon's best music.
The TNT Hot 40 Countdown on Hot 93 FM.
You're listening to Good Time Oldies on Southwest Saskatchewan's best music station, 94.1 FM.
Red Hot, brand new just for you. Regina's hottest new music, Z99.
Hi there, Warren James still with you. And right now, it's 30 minutes of Regina's hottest music commercial-free. I promise. So stick around. We'll be hearing from Chantal Kreviazha. Also, hot new music from Tina Turner. We'll be checking in with The Who's Pinball Wizard. And kicking it off from the Joshua Tree, U2.
98.9.
You're in the middle of 30 minutes of Regina's hottest music commercial-free. Here's Moist and Resurrection on the Zed.
It's 11:11, cloudy and 12 in Regina. I'm Lisa Green, and this is Aerosmith on the Wolf 104.9.
Hot prizes, hot fun, hot music. All for you, only on one station, Z99.
We didn't invent country music, but we have been perfecting it. MX 92.1 FM.
The hottest new music in the universe. We promise. Z99. On a
cool fall day, 1994. A group of seven strangers went back for seconds at the Metal Bowl all-you-can-eat day-old potato salad bar. The following day, upon regaining consciousness, the strangers realized they now had the mental capacity to be the Wolf's on-air staff. It's a true story. This is The Wolf, 104.9.
Regina's hottest music, Z99.
Rolling like thunder with today's hottest new country hits. Today's hot new country, MX 92.1 FM.
Regina's partly cloudy and 7. I'm Pete Pasco.
The most country music, the best country fun, and the wildest summer loving.
Hot diggity.
MX 92.1 FM. Like thunder with today's hottest new country hits. Today's hot new country, MX 92.1 FM. Wild and crazy phone calls, fun and sometimes unusual contests. Your morning news, sports, weather, and entertainment features, plus today's hot new country. It's the Nyas Country Morning with Perry, Pete, and Jeff. And if you miss a minute, you'll miss the best part of the day. 6 to 10 this morning on MX 92.1 FM.
Don't lie awake at night too late.
MX 92.1.
Sloan and everything you've done wrong on Regina's hottest music, Z99. It is 6:00, 9 above in Regina, and with the Z99 instant news update for Capital Pontiac, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, here is Murray Wood.
The big story this morning, some anxious moments at the Landmark Inn.
Cocktail now, the Best Western 7010 for Toronto with the Headpins, Thursday, July 17th at the Moon. Brought to you exclusively by Labatt Blue and the Wolf 104.9.
Wolf weather, mainly sunny today, the high 25. Overcast tonight and 11. Wet and windy tomorrow, the high 27. Currently a few clouds at 9 in Moose Jaw, partly cloudy in 7 at the Wolf 104.9.
Bill and Jeff.
Hot country fun, MX92.1.
This message has been brought to you by Human Resources Development Canada.
Z99 plays 30 minutes of music commercial free to start every hour.
Shnikes.
Holy shnikes is right.
Hot music, Z99.
Dana Manning with Half the Man on Z99, Regina's hottest music. Hello there, I'm Bruce Elliott, making our way through an early Wednesday morning. Got more than 30 minutes of Regina's hottest music lined up and ready to go. I've got a stack of CDs almost as tall as I am here. We've got Big Sugar coming up, David Bowie, Amanda Marshall, some more Sheryl Crow for you, also DC Talk, Atlanta Miles, Huey Lewis in the News, some Tom Petty, and to kick things off in moments, Phil Collins.
It's Saturday night!
Every Saturday night, Z99 goes live. The biggest stars in rock and roll, live and unplugged.
Well, as my great-grandfather used to say, cool.
2 hours, just for you. Tune in and turn it up live. It's just better live. Saturday nights will never be the same again.
Don't you want a boogie down?
Saturday Night Live. From the only Regina station who isn't scared to play it live. Regina's hottest music.
It's Z99!
Great, I listen to it in the car and then I go to the mall and it's playing every store I go into and it's just been great.
Bonjour mesdames et messieurs, ici Radio-Canada en Saskatchewan, dont les studios se trouvent à Regina. CBKF et CBKF-FM sont la propriété de Radio-Canada et nous diffusons nos émissions à partir des émetteurs suivants. CBKF-FM à Regina, 97,7 MHz avec une puissance de 13 700 watts. CBKF1 à Gravelbourg, 690 kHz avec une puissance de 5000 watts. CBKF2 à Saskatoon, 860 kHz avec une puissance de 10 000 watts. CBKF-FM3 à Zenon Park, 93,5 MHz avec une puissance de 1360 watts. CBKF-FM4 à Bellegarde, 91,9 MHz avec une puissance de 4700 watts. CBKF FM 5 à North Battleford, 96,9 MHz avec une puissance de 4300 watts. CKSF FM par le réémetteur communautaire de Prince Albert, 90,1 MHz avec une puissance de 3000 watts.
Oh, but that guy doesn't have to hang around all night at the singles bar. Thanks, Adam, for an interesting look at the radio and music of Saskatchewan. If you would like to contribute to Marketscope, contact me, Phil Wayne, at 135 and a half Midland Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840-4642. Contributions to this column are always welcome. Now here's the always welcome congenial host of Historical Moments in Radio, John Bowker.
Thanks, Phil. And now, Historical Moments in Radio, a collection of stories about the development of broadcasting on the AM radio dial. And today I want to recount some of the first network radio programs so we can get a flavor of what the public was listening to during the last of the 1920s. Now, well, first of all, we have to agree on what comprised a network. For instance, in 1925, AT&T put together a string of 21 stations to carry the inauguration of Calvin Coolidge. And it was estimated that 15 million people heard that program. That was 1925. Also that year, AT&T formed the WEAF Grand Opera Company. They featured John McCormick, the famous Irish tenor. And they tested the listening market with such innovations as the A&P Gypsies, a couple of guys who came on over six stations that WEAF hosted. And they had mandolins and light chit-chat. The Opera Company program, by the way, was a real eye-opener. You see, live music programs by famous people had not yet been done, but they were afraid that it would affect the sales of phonograph records. Well, as you can expect, it did affect the sales of records, but in a very positive way. David Sarnoff, head of the growing Radio Corporation of America, RCA, recognized this and later on successfully merged his interests in the Victor Talking Machine Company and the National Broadcasting Company. It was Sarnoff who, by the way, over the objections of the RCA board, formed the NBC Symphony Orchestra and, by personal invitation, brought Arturo Toscanini to the United States to be its conductor. And the sales of RCA Red Seal Classical Records finally became profitable as a result. But, as usual, I'm getting ahead of my own story. Now, RCA bought the rights to set up a quality radio network from AT&T in November of 1926. And what that really meant was that AT&T would allow RCA and its new subsidiary company called NBC to connect its studios in New York City to the studios of other radio stations using high-quality telephone lines. Now, up until that point, AT&T and its station, WEAF, had successfully blocked RCA's WJZ from connecting to other stations using high-quality telephone circuits. WJZ was then reduced to using telegraph circuits. Not so good. Now, on an earlier segment of Historical Moments, we described in details the inaugural program on NBC. That was the evening of November 15th, 1926. It was a humdinger of, in the vernacular of the day. It consisted of 19 affiliated stations and 3,500 miles of special telephone wires installed by AT&T at NBC's expense, of course. In January 1927, the first coast-to-coast program was broadcast. It was the Rose Bowl football game from Pasadena. Now imagine. Not only could you hear good quality programming all across the country, but this program was coming from way out in California, and it sounded just as good as if it were coming from the Polo Grounds in New York City. Well, by 1927, radio was demonstrating its captivating power, particularly at night when the larger 5,000-watt stations could be heard over vast distances. A one-hour broadcast of Floyd Bennett's funeral service in Arlington Cemetery held the nation spellbound. And the voice of Herbert Hoover accepting the Republican nomination for president from Palo Alto, it was heard by one of the largest radio audiences of the 1920s. So radio was catching on, and companies like Wrigley, Dodge Motor Cars, Listerine, and Studebaker were buying time on radio, sponsoring musical programs or comedy shows like The Two Black Crows or cooking programs, sports. Actually, the first sponsored network program was the City Service Opera Program from the Chicago Civic Auditorium. And it started on NBC during February of 1927, and it ran for many years. By 1928, NBC found it necessary to split its network to accommodate all the good program talent they had amassed, and they went to the AT&T people. And after marking a map of the United States with colored pencils, they split the circuits into four parts. The two national networks followed either the red pencil lines or the blue pencil lines, later to be known as the Red Network or the Blue Network. And on the West Coast, there was the green NBC network and the orange. But Even that wasn't enough. By 1929, William S. Paley had founded the Columbia Phonograph Broadcasting System, CBS. And as you may recall from earlier Historical Moments programs here, we covered that in some detail. They used flagship station WABC in New York and had an initial chain of 47 stations. Well, we'll have to speak later about Mutual, ABC, Don Lee, and all the terrific shows that came on the air regularly in the 1930s. Radio listening was such a kick back there. And the rest is history. I'm John Bowker.
Musings from members by phone.
Hey there, DXers. This is Josh Owens from Brown Summit, North Carolina, with a little bit of local news from our local 8:30 a.m. They have officially changed their call sign to the call sign of the TV station that bought them, WXII. Channel 12, the NBC affiliates, bought them. They are now carrying the AP feed, the news station is what it's called right now. When they get their tower array set up and everything set up on Box Mountain Road in Kernersville or Winston-Salem, they will be doing a lot of local news and broadcasting the TV news and putting the AP news on also. But they'll be doing a lot more local programming when they do that. And they are not going to increase their power as was previously reported. Thank you, and have a good day.
Good morning, Fred. This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, on Friday the 3rd of October. I noticed that as of yesterday, 1250 WKBR in Manchester, New Hampshire, has come aboard the one-on-one sports radio network. And I wonder if that this is the only New England station so far that has done so. I understand WNRB will be coming on the air at some time. But I'm curious, is there a possible way, and one a future issue of the audio service, to have a listing of the one-on-one sports radio network stations read so that people can know where to tune into should they wish to tune into that particular network?
Hello, DXers. This is TJ the DJ from Sycamore, Illinois. And, hey, I'd like to ask Bruce Conti, what's the good price to pay for a radio with all the features he mentioned in his segment? And if you're an apartment dweller, if you want a DX, and if you're an apartment dweller, what's the best you can do? The best I can do is my Sony 2010. And what's a good antenna? I was very interested in that Talk Radio UK that you picked up.
Hi, Mike Dukin calling on Tuesday evening, October the 8th, and I'd like to, rather the 7th, I'd like to answer TJ's question on where did Joe Donovan go? Well, Joe Donovan just went down the hall, because that's where his new station is. It's down the hall. He's still in the corporate structure. He went to this 1080 on the dial station, whatever the call letters are there. I guess he just wanted better hours, daytime hours, and more time with his wife, and spend holiday time with her as well, and he was kind of tired of staying up all night. So that's where Joe Donovan went, and we will all miss him. And for those of you that are keeping track and following along at home, the Kansas City frequency swap will be taking place tomorrow, October the 8th. That's when the two stations will be switching frequencies. We're talking WHB and KCMO, and that is all.
Good morning, Fred. This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, on Wednesday, October 8th, 1997. Last week, I found out that 1250 WKBR Manchester, New Hampshire, is now online with one-on-one sports. That's the one-on-one sports radio network. I also found out that that service is also being heard on 620 in New York City and 950 WDJN in Chicago and also 1540 in Los Angeles. And we're waiting to hear when 1510 in Boston is going to be taking over as far as one-on-one sports is concerned. And that's all I have from this vantage point. Thank you very much.
This is Tim Hendel. I am really enjoying Jim Snowbarger and Mark Durenberger's travel across the country, but I was very offended by this KFI station break that said, thank you for being younger than 55. Well, I'm younger than 55, but I won't always be, and I found that to be not in good taste at all. Also, I wish we could have contact information for each of the columnists at the end of their column sometimes we'd like to write a letter to Bruce Conti or John Bowker, and we don't know where to send it. And I know this information has appeared from time to time, but I wish it could be on each time.
Hi there. Bob Rathbun from Lowell, Mass. And there's been a change in Providence, Rhode Island radio. 550 on the dial used to be WPNW, Business News. It is now WLKW, with music of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. That station moved down the dial from 790. On 790 is now sports radio WLJW, Providence. So that's the latest news on the radio scene. Also, by the way, we had a pirate station from Lawrence, Mass., up at 1620 on the dial. But that has since gone off the air. It was on about 2 months.
And those are the musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Tim, I think that's a good idea. I think the only reason we put it aside was that it takes about 20 seconds per column to give out address information, and we were just trying to cram as much information onto a tape as possible. But I'll leave that to the membership. When you get your DX Audio Service survey, be sure to let us know how you feel about that. I had a member call up on the action line who did not want to be heard on the tape, but wanted to ask a question about sample copies. And yes, we do have some sample copies available of the magazine. If you would like to give a sample to somebody or to perhaps a organization to promote the DX Audio Service, the only thing we ask is that you kind of use them sparingly, because they do cost the club money. So we would prefer that they just not be handed out in bulk. But if you would like to obtain some samples, please contact me here at the DX Audio Service. And let's turn it over now to a guy who really cares about international DX. Here's Bruce Conti.
The Pulse of Chicago, WMAQ cares.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti. DX is coming in everywhere this month, starting on the left coast. Jack Woods of Walport, Oregon, reported hearing Japan on several frequencies in September and October, including station JOAK Tokyo, carrying NHK Radio 1 on 594 kHz, JOAB Tokyo with English lessons on 693 kHz, JOIB Sapporo also with English lessons on 747, JOGB Kumamoto with NHK Radio 2 on 873, and JOKR Tokyo on 954 kHz. In addition to Japan, South Korea was logged on 972, and the Voice of America from Thailand was heard on 1575 kHz. Some excellent trans-Pacific logs, as reported by Jack Woods of Oregon in Jim Renfrew's International DX Digest column in DX News Magazine. Via email, Mark Connolly relayed a report from Neil Kazaros out in the Chicago, Illinois area, where Neil has been hearing the expanded band stations from Australia. Here are some potential targets. On 1620, there are three stations. Station 2AM Karingba, Radio Edge with Greek programming. Station 4ADR Narang, Australian Dance Music Radio. And Radio Lebanon, Newcastle, Melbourne with Arabic programming. On 1629, the Hospital Radio Network from Newcastle. On 1638, Station 2ME Castle Hill with Radio Lebanon. And on 1665, Station 2MM Kingsgrove with Greek radio. Best time to try for these will be during your local pre-dawn hours. Meanwhile, here in the eastern U.S., transatlantic DX is heating up. Mark Connolly described a recent DX session at the Parker River National Wildlife Refuge as follows. On a cool, crisp October night at the Salt Marsh in Rowley, Massachusetts, the sky was full of stars and the medium wave dial was full of DX. Mediterranean area stations were doing well. The highlight was Greece on 1386, heard at 2327 UTC. D.C., October 7, and again at 0 hours, 24 minutes, October 8, this time with parallel 981 kilohertz. Many other strong European signals were heard, along with some Caribbean and South American stations. Mark Conley from a favorite coastal DX location north of Boston. One of the first transatlantic signals to show up on the dial as the sun sets, and on many occasions well before local sunset, has been the political opposition station from Algeria on 1544 kilohertz. Check out this signal. Algeria on 1544 kilohertz. Here are some other transatlantic targets. Saudi Arabia is widely heard on 1521 kilohertz, parallel shortwave 9555 kilohertz. Sign off at 2300 hours UTC, and they sign on at 3 hours UTC, typically with an open carrier as early as 2 hours. 1395 kilohertz from the Netherlands is now talk radio. Listen here for the talk radio ID, as mentioned in Dutch language talk. Talk radio from the Netherlands. Norway on 1314 kilohertz is being heard all the way out to the Pacific coast. Listen before Trans-Pacific stations start to pop up. On 1215 kilohertz, Virgin Radio out of the UK is a popular target, with a mix of current and past pop rock hits from the 70s and 80s. On 1206 kilohertz, you might be able to hear Radio Blue from France, a nostalgic music station featuring traditional French music along with English nostalgia. Radio Blue, Bordeaux, France on 1206. On 1134 kilohertz, Croatia's Hrvatska Radio is a good target, being heard by NRCers in the Midwest. On a trip to the Columbus, Ohio area over the summer, Croatia was an easy catch on 1134. Bordering Croatia is Slovakia. Listen for music on Slovensko 1 on 1098 kilohertz from Slovakia. On 1089 and 1053 kilohertz, it's talk radio from the UK.
The conversation of the nation. Talk to Mike Pickett. Free call 0500-253-89.
On 891, Algeria is often heard parallel 549 kilohertz and longwave 153. Listen for Spain on 855 kilohertz, Radio Nacional de España, parallel 684. Other hot frequencies for Spain include Radio España on 954 and Radio Nacional de España on 774 and 585 kilohertz. And those are just a few transoceanic targets. Let us at the DXAS know what you're hearing. Send your reports on cassette tapes to me, Bruce Conti, at 46 Ridgefield Drive, Nashua, New Hampshire. That's NASHUA, Nashua, New Hampshire, 03062-1174. I'm especially curious to hear what some of the Trans-Pacific DX sounds like, since we haven't had much opportunity to hear West Coast DX in past editions of the DXAS. Meanwhile, I'm going to be trying for those expanded band Australian stations. So if it seems like I haven't been getting much sleep lately, well, you know why. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report, 73s and good DX.
From the leader in Northwest Washington, this is KDRC. Sports?
Hello, sports fans. Ken Ennis, Chuck back here. Remember last month?
AM 950, WCBS,
Chicago. Those calls lasted until only about the 14th. Then we heard... Phonetically, it was WZ as in zebra, D as in dog, and B as in boy. And I understand they're supposed to change call letters again soon. So that's the way it goes in radio. Anyway, this column's a little bit different. I've learned that the hockey news has moved from Don Mills, Ontario, Canada, to Toronto. And in the October season preview issue... no broadcasting information was published in the Hockey News, so I'll be sending them a letter, and hopefully in November we'll get the right information. In the NHL, the past season, the Hartford Whalers have moved temporarily to Greensboro, North Carolina, before a permanent move to Charlotte in a year or two, to see how those racing and basketball crazy fans accept pro hockey. Here in Chicagoland, the Blackhawks have moved from AM1000 WMVP to 670 WMAQ, with the same announcers, and other changes will be announced as I get them. Aside from sports, an interesting article for our blind audience appeared in my local paper, the Herald News, on October the 6th, and I'd like to share part of it with you. There are two photos published here. One smaller one here shows Harold Johnson cuts out a pattern for a Braille publication at the State Penitentiary in Lincoln, Nebraska. The Braille Factory is one of at least five prison programs nationwide to translate written materials into the raised dot language of the blind. And a larger photo appears on the right-hand side here and shows several hundred inmates apply each year for the 30 Braille translating positions at the state pen. Workers there earn as much as $1.08 an hour, nearly seven times as much as inmates who work in menial jobs. Because it takes at least a year for new workers to become proficient in Braille translation, prison officials prefer to hire inmates serving life terms instead of short sentences. And here's the meat of the article. Harold Johnson spends much of his time making maps of places he cannot visit for the benefit of people who cannot see. Johnson translates maps into Braille. It is hard work, exacting work, but he certainly has the time. He's an inmate at the Nebraska State Penitentiary, serving up to a 45-year term. It takes me about 2 or 3 days to do one map, he says. He is proud of his work. He keeps a scrapbook and shows off colorless maps of Mexico, Nebraska, and the United States. Johnson's work might be unusual, but it is not unique. Prisons nationwide have had to look for ways to put inmates to work as jails fill, and the public takes away recreation programs and demands work instead. A 1994 Oregon law requiring every inmate be given a job was a great idea, but a nightmare to implement, said Perrin Damon, a spokesman for the Oregon prison system. There were just too many inmates and so many floors to sweep. We had to come up with other ideas. So, Oregon inmates made denim shirts and hats sold through catalogs. And there are similar stories elsewhere. Several hundred inmates apply each year for the 30 positions at Nebraska's Braille Factory, one of at least five prison programs nationally that translate written materials for the blind. It's a great place to work as far as prison goes, says Johnson. It's quiet, and it's interesting, and you get paid well. The most popular products are time-consuming textbook translations, usually math and science books. A private company might charge as much as $2.50 per page for Braille translation, compared to about 50 cents per page through the Nebraska program. Ed Stone, a textbook coordinator for the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction, says the quality is the same or better. Prisoners say it takes at least a year to become proficient. It takes so long to teach the basics of Braille that prison officials prefer to hire lifers rather than inmates with light sentences. Coordinator Dominic Gonzaga said, "We train them, and then they leave. What can you do?" And I hope you enjoyed that. Now that that's out of the way, I'll finish up here with Chicago Arbitron ratings that just got released this week. Actually, today. Okay, number one station is Popular Black Adult, WGCI 107.5 at 7%, up 1.4. Number two, WGN fell down to 5.6%. And number two spot, although their morning drive is number one in the ratings, Bob Collins, I think for about the 26th consecutive ratings period, at 9.7%, 3% ahead of second place. In the afternoons, they are in fourth place at 4.5% with Kathy O'Malley, Judy Markey, Dean Richards, and John Williams. And an afternoon drive, they're at 4.1% with Spike Odell and Cubs baseball, for those who can tolerate it. Okay, in ninth spot, we have two AMs here. News Radio 78, WBBM at 3.8, down 4/10. And Talk Radio 890 WLS at 3.8% should be changing slogan in a couple of days. In 17th spot, two more AMs at 2.2%. Satellite Standards on AMA 50 WAIT Crystal Lake. And News and Sports on 670 WMAQ at 2.2, up 4/10. 20th spot, we have Sports Radio 1160 WSCR 1.9, up 3/10. In 24th, we have WMVP AM 1000 at 1.4 with the Bulls only this winter, tied with WNIB Classical. 27th place, we have Black Oldies on 1390 WGCI 1.2, down a couple tenths. 28th spot, we have a three-way tie here at 1200 Spanish WLXX 0.7, up a tenth. WEJM 950, which changed to WZDB recently, and 1450, the Black Talk of Chicago, WVON, Cicero, they're down a tenth. 31st, we have 560, La Tremenda, WIND at 0.6, the same as last time. 34th place, we have Spanish 1300 WTAQ at 0.5, down a couple tenths, and that finishes up AM. Morning drive, we also had on fifth place Don Wade and Roma on WLS at 4.3%. WLUP WMVP simulcast, Jonathan Brandmeier, 4.1, up 2/10, who's now out in Los Angeles now, but out of work, unbelievably. Yeah, it happened. And middays, WLS with Dr. Laura Schlesinger and Rush Limbaugh on 4.4, down a half. And an afternoon drive, there were no more amps to speak of. So, I'll be back next month with hockey news, maybe some NBA, who knows what else. And Fred, take her away. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken, for all that information. Now let's turn our attention to the DX Audio Service Survey. We've been talking about it for the last couple months, and the last batch of these things are going out the door here this weekend. If you've not already received one, here's what you can expect to find. I'm mailing these in an envelope separate from your audio service tapes, and what you'll find in the envelope is a sheet of paper printed on both sides, and you'll find a self-addressed stamped envelope with my address on it. And the reason I did it that way is I didn't want it to cost you any money. So please fill out the survey and pop it back in the self-addressed stamped envelope and stick it in the post box. Now, if you don't have a reader available who can read the questions to you and respond on paper, please contact me here at the DX Audio Service, and I'll mail out a cassette. I would appreciate paper only, but in such circumstances, if you don't have anybody available, we can put them onto tape for you and send them out that way. The survey is being sent only to DX Audio Service members. I'm not sending this to the editors, nor to organizations who receive complimentary copies of the DX Audio Service. This is only for members. And the purpose of this is to just get a better idea of what you want in our magazine for 1998 and beyond. I'm also trying to get a better idea of what the typical DX Audio Service member is like. Now, although people do say I'm opinionated, and I guess I do have to say that they are right, I am very open-minded. So don't be afraid to answer a question one way or another if you have your return address on in the upper left corner, or there's a postmark and you think, oh, geez, what is he going to think if I answer it this way? Please answer them honestly and tell us what you really feel about the audio service. This information is just for myself. It's not going to be shared with the editors or the board of directors of the National Radio Club. We just like to find out what you, the membership, want on this magazine. Now, let me run down a few of the questions just to give you an idea of what we're looking for. The first 11 questions on the survey deal with the actual columns on the DX Audio Service. And what I'm looking for is a grade, just like you had in school. And I guess 65 or above is passing, but anyway, you grade it on a scale of 1 to 100, with 100 being the absolute best. Like to find out what you think of those columns. Finally, question 41 and 42, which are very important. 41 is, have you ever wanted something red to tape which is not available anywhere else? And basically what I'm looking for are topics, things that you would like to hear but don't have access to. And this doesn't have to be radio, DXing, or broadcast interest topics, just any topic. If you've ever heard me tell the story, the reason the DX Audio Service started was I had a conversation with a National Radio Club member who told me of a few friends of his who felt that they were kind of deprived of having information about DXing available and how it was so simple that I was able to read this information. And that's how the DX Audio Service started. So I'm basically trying to find out, you know, where the blank spots are in information being provided. And question 42 is basically, I guess you'd call it an essay question. We just would like to have some suggestions you might have. And feel free to include it on another sheet of paper or write us a couple sheets of paper. But we'd like to find out what is really on your mind. And again, keep in mind that this is just between you and I. The results are not shared with any other member, editor, board of director, anyone. This is just to give me an idea of what you want in a magazine. So please make sure that you get this information back to me as soon as possible. And finally, just as a test of our post office system, the tapes that you are receiving are all being mailed on the morning of the 27th of October, 1997. So what you might want to do is just drop us a card or a letter, or perhaps just write it down on the survey when you're receiving your edition of the DX Audio Service. Give us an idea of how long it takes to get from here to there. Well, that's it. That's all. There ain't no more. We're going to have to get out of here and actually get these things mailed. So we'll say 73s, good DX, and get out there and support radio.